Just a couple of questions at the outset. How are you defining associate in terms of who can and can't vote here? And I particularly draw your attention to the executive and staff of Allco Finance Group. What's the voting situation then? Because there's quite a lot of shares held, you know, by the staff, different executives. Where's the line drawn between, obviously, David can't and Gordon can't vote, but where's the line drawn further down the chain in terms of who can and can't vote from inside the Allco Finance Group tent?
Any shareholder can vote.
So
on the transaction.
Right, so you're voting your stock?
I'm voting my stock.
The company secretary is voting their stock, so...
I don't know what the company secretary is doing. He's got his own decision making, that's why he votes.
All right, so what is the definition of associate? I mean, there's a lot of people within Allco. Who've obviously been directly hired by David, who answer to David. Are you saying that all of those people are entitled to vote their stock?
Let me get Tom Lennox, our company secretary, to look at it from a legal aspect, and we'll come back to the practical.
We've heard, Stephen, that Bob identified the way in which we've analysed the related party aspects of the transaction, and as part of that brief, of course, external legal advice was taken, and indeed there has been some consultation with the stock exchange in relation to who would be permitted parties. The technical legal answer to your question, of course, associate is a reference to the Corporations Act requirement of associate, which, as you probably know, deals with capacity determined voting decisions. Now, when you apply the legal analysis across the range of shareholders, there are excluded shareholders which have been identified in the EM. So the answer to your question is we're following the Corporations Act definition of associate, confirmed by external legal advice and the stock exchange.
There's one other point on that. Joe, do you want to make a comment?
That there is employees. It's not uncommon for a company such as this to have a large shareholder base amongst its employees, and in actual fact, in most cases, that's encouraged because of the alignment associated with it. What I would point out, which is beyond, if you like, the legal analysis that you were just given, is that there is a shareholding vehicle called the Allco Principles Trust, which Dayco does hold a minority position in. And there's a range of other employee shareholders in it as well. That Allco Principles Trust is entitled to vote and hold some 48 million shares in Allco. But given some of the commentary, while they're entitled to vote, they've chosen to abstain from this particular vote on the basis that it's important from their perspective that they seem to be doing more than just the right thing by a legal analysis.
And is there anyone else who's taken that position? I mean, you've got a fair chunk of shares yourself, David. You were obviously hired by David Coe. You answered to him. Have you taken a similar position to the trust, or are you voting?
I've got my card here, and I'll be voting for the transaction.
Right. Can I just put another side of the coin on the question, which I respect, and it's one that a lot of shareholders have spoken to us about, and that is the other side of the coin is that if people in the organisation that know the organisation well are supportive of a transaction like this, without the innuendo of cohesion and coercion with regard to who they deal with as their boss, I think it's a vote of strength for the proposal itself. But I do see both sides of the coin, and I just want to make that point.